At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Sean P, man. Crucifix, man. Seen a lot of good people die, man. Real young, man.
I done been through hell and I felt the pain. I done seen the whole world go through a whole lot of change. I seen a mama watch a baby die. Just for getting high. And 20 minutes later, go get high. I seen killers get justified. And all the while, scratching my head, wonder how's it right. I seen some real good people die. Crossfire. Us men afraid of losing their pride. And it's a pain in the furbs, a pain in the streets. And it's a war in the church, a war in the east. And listen, half of us thirst, well, half of us feast. Instead of chasing this Hollywood peace, I say.
Greetings there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a transformative episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, the preacher with a passion for two wheels and a whole lot of faith. As the sun sets and the day winds down, it's time to delve into something profound. Our journey toward authenticity and spirituality. At the heart of our exploration is a critical concept of self-reflection. See, in this fast-paced world, how often do we pause to truly understand ourselves? It's said that knowing thyself is the first step to wisdom. And in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, we find this wisdom echoed. With all thy getting, get understanding. All too often, we create facades, constructing lives that don't align with our true selves. But there's power in living authentically. As we'll discuss, it's not only liberating, but essential for our spiritual well-being. Remember the words of John chapter 8 verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, embracing authenticity means acknowledging our imperfections. We all stumble, yes, that's a matter of fact. And in those moments, we must find the strength to rise again. It's reminiscent of Psalms chapter 34 verse 18, which assures us that the Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart. See, my journey infused with faith and a love for motorcycles has taken me to unexpected places. Riding those two wheels on the open road, you know, I've discovered spiritual insights and I've learned valuable life lessons. And I've been able to get a deeper touch with my inner self. See, in a world of noise, it's on the bike that I often find my moments of clarity and connection with the divine. Our quest for authenticity doesn't end with ourselves. No, it doesn't. It extends to those around us. By living genuinely, we inspire others to do the same. It's akin to being a guiding light, prompting others to embrace their true selves. In this way, we contribute to a more honest and connected world. Now, my friends, you might be wondering what lies ahead. We all are. But see, let me tell you something. I'm thrilled to share that this episode is just the beginning to Thine Own Self Be True series. This series is on the horizon and it's nothing short of exhilarating. In the upcoming series, we will dive even deeper into the intersections of masculinity, spirituality, and authenticity. We'll hear incredible stories, engage in thought-provoking discussions, and explore practical ways to embrace our true selves. So get ready for inspiring guest interviews, heartfelt personal anecdotes, and personal insights that will resonate with your soul. The journey to authenticity continues, and you won't want to miss a single episode. I promise you that. As always, remember to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. Your support helps spread this message of faith and fortitude to more people. Until next time, my friends, ride safe, live true, and remember, to thine own self be true. One more thing. Keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.
I lost my pottery, and ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting not, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him to lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter to my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shout out Quint, rest in peace, preacher man. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Frank, though. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
So many cry, so many die, open up in that all. Giving the light up, something so small. I say, so many tears, so many years, we can never get back. This ain't life, it was living in the past, that's our way.
Everybody, man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man. Never know when you're gonna go, you understand? RIP to all my homies, man. I love y'all, I miss you, man. We're gonna come join you one day, homie.
It's got some me hope in my future.
Tell them.
Cause pain in my past.
They don't see it though.
Yes, it will.
They don't see it though.
But I always.